Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Should we be putting our cynicism on hold for a while? Should we be celebrating this victory? Is it a significant one, the fact that he's been sentenced to 15 months in prison, probably eligible for parole after far round about 5 months? How big a deal is this? Professor Pierre de Vos is a constitutional law expert. I follow his writings quite extensively. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. I hope you are well too.
I am indeed. So I was telling our listeners a little bit earlier, I was writing an article for News 24 yesterday, which before this happened, and it was one of those cynical ANC articles, and then this news broke, and I thought to myself, well, do I have to just stop for a moment and celebrate what is happening? You know, there's always time to be cynical tomorrow. It turned out that I did submit the article because they had so much on Jacob Zuma anyway. But that's an aside. How should we be dealing with it? Because we are cynical.
Yes, well, of course we are cynical, and sometimes with good reason. How I read the judgment is that what happened here is that the former president really decided that he really doesn't want to answer any question about matters that he allegedly are implicated in, but that he says he has nothing to fear about. And then he made a full frontal attack on the law, on the judiciary, on the constitutional court. And the test here was, will the court have the fortitude, I almost used the more rude word, to stand up to the former president and to protect not only the constitutional court, but the whole judicial system. And the court, the majority, did exactly that. They made it clear that the only way in which they could protect the system, the courts, the judiciary, is to impose this mandatory prison sentence. And now the former president will go to jail, which is a good thing in the sense that it reminds us that no one is above the law, and it's good to live in a country where the courts can do that and can make such decisions, even if the person implicated is so powerful as Jacob Zuma has been, at least in the past.
Is there any maneuverability for him? Are there any options other than to hand himself in and go to prison?
No legal options.
Fair enough.
So, yes. So, no, this is the end of the road. He will have to hand himself over. If he doesn't, then he will be arrested and he will be taken to prison, maybe against his will, but that is what the law requires. So once he's in prison, of course, then questions about parole and so on arise, and one doesn't know to what extent such processes could be manipulated, but that he's going to go to jail, that's certain.
Do we know which prison he's going to go to?
I have no idea. No, he was asked to present himself either in Kandla police station or Johannesburg police station, but then they will decide where he would serve the sentence.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of all that security out in Kandla gone to waste, but I suppose that's an aside. One of the comments, in fact, many of the comments from listeners this morning, talking about the perhaps a medical condition that could be engineered. What happens if he does become ill?
If you're ill and you're in prison, then you go to the prison hospital. If the medical conditions is of such a nature that it is life-threatening, one could apply for medical parole, as you know, Shabir Sheikh did. But if the rules are applied properly and not in a dishonest manner, it's actually not that easy to get medical parole. So, it shouldn't really be that easy for the president to get out, because prisoners are ill all the time. They go to the prison hospital. It is what happens in the system.
Does he get treated differently because he's a former president?
He shouldn't really be treated differently, but of course he will. And maybe also because of age and all of those things. But there are no specific provisions that says
so it's not a it's not a prescribed thing, or it's not dispensation. It just will happen because that's the nature of the world.
Yes,
I'm not even sure it's a bad thing, by the way. Because,
So in the same way, say that probably Oscar Pistorius got special
absolutely
treatment,
because
it's just the way of how human nature works.
How big a deal is this? And that's really where I wanted to go with this, is to try and understand. Is this a watershed moment for South Africa?
Well, it's always so difficult to predict the future, but it looks like it is quite a watershed moment because the idea that even the most powerful people in the country must subject themselves to the law and that they're not above the law is a principle that is enshrined in the Constitution, but it is not necessarily living in the hearts of all people. So this sort of tries to assert that basic principle, and I think it might also instill some fear in other high-powered people who might have been involved in corruption or whatever, and might have thought that because of their position, they are too important to actually go to jail. So it's symbolically, it is extremely important. But of course, a lot depends on how this is also managed by the government of the day.
Well, that was going to be my next question. We know how they should be handling it. They should just simply be stepping aside and saying we are letting the rule of law do its thing. But it must be very, very difficult given the fact that we know the ANC is fractured.
Yes. So obviously this plays into the factional politics, but in that sense, it might actually make it more likely that the governing party or the government of the day is going to play this by the book, because those who control the government, the faction who controls the government, happens to be the faction that is not supportive of Jacob Zuma. Mm. So they might actually not try and use their power in any way to deal with this matter in a way to protect the former president.
And it does really show weakness, doesn't it? It shows vulnerability for Jacob Zuma and that particular grouping.
Well, I think the what happened here is it looks to me that the strategy that the former president followed, and also the legal advice maybe he got,
was
catastrophically wrong. Mm. They thought that they believed that in a staring match with the court, they will always be able to come out on top. And now they haven't. So that's for me an interesting question of why the former president thought this. But of course, that's now to water under the bridge. He is going to go to prison.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. And I do think that this is a very significant moment. And final question is, do you think that this will assist in hurrying along some of the corruption cases?
No, I don't think that this is anything really, it's not going to impact on the other corruption cases. Because those cases depend on proper investigation. And so the poor prosecuting authority is really waiting for cases to come to it that have been properly investigated. The hawks and so on do not always have all the expertise. There's so much corruption and so many cases that they also don't have the human resources actually to investigate these things properly. So that is a much more complicated, complex question, and it's going to take some time before some of these cases at least come to court.
And that's where we leave it. Professor Pierre de Vos, thank you for taking the time to speak to us and for bringing us this perspective.